Interplanetary Medium Monitoring with LISA, Lessons from LISA Pathfinder, by A. Cesarini et al. The Laser Interferometer Space Antenna LISA of the European Space Agency ESA will be the first low-frequency gravitational wave observatory orbiting the Sun at one astronomical unit. The LISA Pathfinder LPF mission, aiming at testing of the instruments to be located on board the LISA spacecraft SC, hosted, among the others, fluxgate magnetometers and a particle detector as parts of a diagnostic subsystem. These instruments allowed us for the estimate of the magnetic and Coulomb spurious forces acting on the test masses that constitute the mirrors of the interferometer. With these instruments we also had the possibility to study the galactic cosmic ray short-term term variations as a function of the particle energy and the associated interplanetary disturbances. Platform magnetometers and particle detectors will be also placed on board each LISA S circa. This work reports about an empirical method that allowed us to disentangle the interplanetary and onboard generated components of the magnetic field by using the LPF magnetometer measurements. Moreover, we estimate the number and fluence of solar energetic particle events expected to be observed with the ESA Next Generation Radiation Monitor during the mission lifetime. An additional cosmic ray detector, similar to that designed for LPF, in combination with magnetometers, would permit to observe the evolution of recurrent and non-recurrent galactic cosmic ray variations and associated increases of the interplanetary magnetic field at the transit of high-speed solar wind streams and interplanetary counterparts of coronal mass ejections. The diagnostic subsystem of LISA makes this mission also a natural multi-point observatory for space weather science investigations. This was Interplanetary Medium Monitoring with LISA, Lessons from LISA Pathfinder, by A. Cesarini et al.